Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome, we open the prayer line up with prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we just praise you, Father, for the victory. We thank you for your word. Father, you said in your word, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of your mouth, O Father. So, Lord, we're on this line tonight to receive a word straight from you, Father, a word that's going to give us direction, a word that's going to give us wisdom and encouragement, O Father. And we thank you and we just praise you. Father, we ask that you would silence anything that is contrary to your word. You said in your word, Father, your sheep know your voice, and a strange voice they will not follow. So we ask that you would silence and drive out any distraction, Father. And, Lord, we ask that your anointing will flow over this line. And we ask that you would open the eyes and the ears of the hearers on this line tonight. And we thank you and we praise you for it. Amen.
This is Tamara.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a prayer line service on Wednesday night. Our Wednesday night prayer line is 916-588, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And during our in-person Sunday service, you will also be able to tune in live to the entire church service on that 916 number. Again, that's on Sundays during our once-a-month in-person prayer line. You can also write in your prayer request to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website. That's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning that next in-person service set for June. It will be on June 12th. The second Sunday in June is June 12th. Our in-person services always begin at 12:30. Mask wearing is appreciated. We will be meeting inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L as in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle to Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked again with that email address, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using a P.O. box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Hi, Pastor. This is Daryl, and I want to thank you for praying for me this weekend, because I had been struggling with my blood pressure and the cardiac and my heart, you know, and the doctor had gave me some medicine on Friday, and I started taking it Saturday. It's to lower my heart rate, because my heart rate was so high. And I don't know, Sunday you said, and you prayed, you were right on time with that. And I've been feeling better since that prayer and that medication. And I think, well, I want to just thank you for being there for me. I'll just, God bless you. And just thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, testimony is same situation type of thing happened to me on Sunday. You prayed for me, laid hands, that the vegetarian part of blood of Jesus be over me and to heal me. On Monday, I had a doctor's appointment. I went in, and that doctor was pronounced a death over me. And I stood on faith and I said, God, you're good, and I'm in the land of the living, and I'm still be alive. So I just thank God that the prayer was prayed beforehand on Sunday before I went into that doctor's office on Monday, and God saw that. So I thank God for that. Thank you.
Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, I just want to thank God for being in that service on Sunday, the Mother's Day service. It was truly a blessing. I thank God for the travel and mercy he extended us all. And like Sister Tamara said, safety, getting home as well. So I thank God for that. I thank God for the message. Pastor, I tell you, you brought a prophetic message. And the next day on the news, it was confirmed what you brought out in the message. And I thank God I've had manifestation Monday and Tuesday of the blessings that were spoken over my life. It's nothing like being in the presence of an anointed vessel of God. God bless.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony? I have a testimony. I want to really thank the body and my children for the blessed Mother Day. It's just wonderful, the cards, the flowers, the candy, the present my children brought me, and just the texts from different ones wishing me a very blessed Mother Day. And I just really thank you for thinking about me. And also tonight we're going to pray for there was a sister in our church, our family, Sister Janice Robinson, who first started the church. It was a large family, and they were a part of the ministry. And she sent a text. Her daughter, 38 years old, tragically died. And she wanted us to pray for the family. And it was just so sad. I just remember baptizing that family. And they lost the young daughter. So we're going to pray for that family tonight. So is there any more testimonies? If not, we're going to go into the Word of God.
May
Father,
I
thank you. Do anyone have a testimony?
Yes, just a quick testimony. Pastor, you triggered my memory. And just also thank you to the body as well for all the love offerings that everyone gave to you, as well as the ministry, as well as their time and going out of their way to get flowers that every mother left out with a flower, for Sister Shirley doing that for the ministry. I just thank the Lord for everybody working together in one accord and everybody going out blessed, and just the blessings that rained down on us on Sunday. And also thank you to you, Pastor, for giving each and every one of us a love gift as well, just appreciating our service to God, and we appreciate your service as well.
Praise God. Is there any more testimonies? If not, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your word tonight, that this word you just encouraged me, God, to piggyback from Sunday, because it was a word of prophecy. So, Father, I thank you for your word tonight to enlighten your people, because there are so many, God, with veils over their eyes with no revelation, and only you can take the veil off. So, Father, I thank you for your spirit to breathe upon this word and bring life to this word tonight by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 4 through 8, and Revelation, the 2nd chapter, verse 17. Matthew 24, verses 4 through 8, and Revelation 2:17. Get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word that God has just instilled in my spirit to bring forth on Sunday. And I just really know that God himself anointed it. And it's concerning inflation, hyperinflation, of the times we're living in, where the unrestrained prices is out of control and the constant increase. And the government is weak and can't handle this. And the social uprising and supplies and goods and the service that we have need of is in containers. The stocks are not coming in, and disasters everywhere, all over the land. And there's all of this is happening at the same time worldwide. And we need to wake up. There are so many that have veils over their eyes with no revelation of what's going on. And this is not, it's not going to magically go away. So this word is a word of encouragement for the believers tonight that God will provide. And we must not neglect spiritual preparation. And so many are neglecting spiritual preparation for this time we're living in. And it's getting constantly worse, not better. There's no rent control. Things are out of control. And our paychecks are not in a place where we can have a supply of funds saved up. There's not too many people can save anymore because the demand outstrips the supply. And our money is just not going forward any longer. So this is a time that it's a famine, and people don't want to act like they have a cloud over them, and they're still neglecting this and not spiritually preparing for it. God anointed Joseph to spiritually prepare for the famine. And in that preparation, God revealed to him what to do, gave him a plan, and established it. And he made provision. And if so many are not doing that. And we're going to see by the word of God tonight. Matthew 24:4-8, please.
And it reads, "And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows."
This is what Jesus said, saints. We need to listen to what God is speaking to the church. Jesus said this. He said, do not be deceived. And we're in a time that the modern church is moving in deception. Anything goes. They go along with sin. They want everybody to be a part of whatever they're doing. But we were called to be separated unto God for him to sanctify us. It's abomination in the eyes of God to be caught up with everything and all kinds of religion. But the modern church is deceiving the people. Anything goes. They're compromising with sin. And this is what Jesus said. Do not let anyone deceive you. Say, men are claiming to speak for me. They ain't speaking for God. They're not speaking through the mouth of God in Jesus' name. He said, I come saying to you, do not be deceived. They will come saying, I'm the Messiah. They will deceive many. Many are deceived. They have no revelation. They are blind. He said, you hear wars and rumors of wars. He said, but don't be troubled, for these things must happen. But it does not mean the end. He said, kingdom will fight against kingdom. They're going to attack one another. There will be famine and earthquake. That's disaster. That's inflation. And all these things are like the beginning of childbirth, pain. And so this word is for real, saints of God. That the Spirit of God wants us to listen tonight. to have an ear to hear, to be in a place to be watchful tonight, to yield to God. Because nothing magical is going to cause this to dissipate or to go away. These things shall happen. And I thank God for Brother Daryl, because as I was praying on Sunday, they live there in Southern California, and the Spirit of God revealed there where we are, we was in Modesto, they there in Southern California, that the enemy wanted to give this man a stroke and a heart attack and to lay hands, for him to lay hands on himself as the prayer was prayed. Thank God he was on the prayer line to stop the deception of Satan. We're in that time, saints of God. You go to a Marvin church, you're going to go in the same way and leave out the same way. They're going to pray a corporate prayer for you. The spirit of revelation will not be upon them if they don't yield to God. Because they are compromising with all kinds of doctrine, all kinds of things. We must stand on the doctrine of Jesus Christ, the apostolic doctrine. Jesus came preaching the apostolic doctrine. We must stand on truth in this hour. But he said many will be deceived. And they're going to preach the gospel, not from me, but from their flesh. But the Spirit of God is giving us time in this hour to prepare. To prepare. And there are those who have a veil over their eyes. And it's concealed because they have no revelation. It's like they have a mask on. And a fog is over them. And they're walking in obscurity. Why? Because it's hidden from them. But this is the night that God has a people that he has given revelation to, that they see clearly, and God is making provision. Everything has been set up by God, because you cannot trust no one like you can trust God, and God does not make mistakes, and the Spirit of God shall provide. Whatever's going on, God will provide. He's not going to neglect us because he's given us an opportunity right now. He said these things must happen. These things shall happen. And the world can't control it. They put a bandage on it, but the bandage is not working anymore. It can't cover it anymore, saints of God. You need to listen tonight. You need to hear tonight. You need to yield yourself to God. We're at a time now that people don't want to lean on the horns of the altar. So if you lean on the horns of the altar and you're fasting and praying, God going to reveal himself to you. But the modern church is not going to teach that. But it's a time to run to the altar, lean on the horn of the altar. But there are so many people now busy with their fake friends, going and enjoying their pleasurable things. Fake friends cannot get you out. The pleasure of this world cannot get you out. It's only a season, but people love it as never before. But the Spirit of God is speaking to the church tonight, that the Spirit of God wants you and I to get in a place of preparation, to watch and pray, to yield to the Lord Jesus, and to listen to him through his word. Because he said these things must come. So tonight there's a spirit of deception in the modern church, and I will not take it back. No power, no deliverance, no breakthroughs. No revelation, full of tricks, fleecing the people of God, ignorant of God's truth, distorting God's truth. But the Spirit of God has a people that is yielded to God, that's listening to God. and not in panic and not in fear, because the word of God said these things must happen. And they're not in fear. And they're not going to be in confusion. But the world and the modern church is going to be in confusion. It's going to be panic. And those leaders are not going to know what to tell the people when they cry for help, because they've been deceived. But there are people that's not deceived. There's a people that's holding on to the horns of the altar and fasting and praying. And the Spirit of God hath given them revelation of the things to come. And they're in preparation. They're in a place where they're listening to God. They're in a place where they're planning as God lead them and educate them and organize them and adjust them to the things that's happening around them. What is he doing? He's making them ready. So they won't be panicked. They won't be in a place of confusion. But that's what the modern church is setting up people that's caught up in the modern church. They're listening to the entertainment. They're going to the fabulous artifacts and buildings and listen to a word that said everybody's included. Come as you are. Do whatever you want to do. They're in cooperation with things that's out of the will of God. They're going along with anything. It's a move over them. It's a religious spirit. Partaking with everyone's belief. But that's not the scripture, saints of God. It's not the word of God. We are set apart, a set aside people, continuously being sanctified daily by the Spirit of God. We cannot sanctify ourselves. The Holy Spirit is the sanctifier. But they're not preaching that in this hour. But this is an hour that God has his hand on the people, a people that's listened to God by his word. And the Spirit of God have them in preparation. They have no fog over them. They have no overcast over them. They're not deceived. It's not hidden from them. God has given them revelation. But there's not many want to hear it, because they lack the pleasure. They lack the, let's include all kinds of religion. Let's just do it this way. That's not the word of God. He said to separate ourselves. They're caught up in pleasure with their fake friends who can't pray them out of a basket. If they have a need, a desperate need financially, they don't have anything to help them. And fake friends do what? They talk about you when they see that you're going through. But God got to have a people in this hour, a people that's real, that's holding on to the horns of the altar. Do you think I will complain about driving the distance to Modesto once a month when God is breathing on me every single day, making provision for me? You think I will have a problem driving once a month to serve God? But the world thinks it's a hardship. The world thinks it's too much. The world said, why would you do that? But when it comes to what the world wants to do, they're going to party. They're going to enjoy their pleasure. They're going to hang out with their fake friends. They're going to make provision. But the saints of God will not make provision to get along with God just for a little while, for God to speak, for God to prepare them for the things to come. This is an hour, saints of God, that some of you are going to see some things you never thought you would see in the earth. You're going to hear some things. You're going to observe some things. You're going to see some things fall apart that you never thought could happen. But this word is saying these things must happen. Don't be deceived. Revelation 2 and 17, please.
And it reads, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it."
This is what God is speaking to you tonight. If you have an ear tonight, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is telling you tonight, I'm going to give you hidden manna, as I did with Israel, as I did in the book of Exodus. I'm going to sustain you and I'm going to strengthen you. You will not be in a place where you will not be sustained. This is the promise of God. He's going to give you hidden manna, saints of God, and the world won't understand how you are being sustained. He's going to sustain. This is a promise of God. The hidden man is the bread of life. You're going to ingest something that's going to keep you strong. He's going to give you that spirit to hold fast, to depend upon him in that hour. He said, listen tonight, as I did for Israel in the book of Exodus. I'm going to sustain you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to give you my hidden manna. God wants you tonight. You're not going to go without. He's not making a mistake. Why? Because of your faith. You're going through the battles, the things you have suffered and endured. You've been faithful to God. And God's grace is over your life tonight. And God wants you to know, don't worry. I'm going to give you hidden manna. It's going to be God's nourishment to keep you strengthened. God's provision. God shall provide. The modern church is not teaching this, saints of God. But God has a people, a set of people, that revelation has come from the Lord. And they're speaking truth. They're not compromising the word of God. In this hour, you're going to need a hidden manna from the Holy Ghost to sustain you. Some people think things are not going to change, that they're going to still do their routine. They're going to still have their fabulous stuff. Their lifestyle going to still be fabulous. But the devil has deceived them. They don't think they have to yield to God. They don't think they have to sacrifice to God. They don't think they have to fast and pray. They don't think they have to go to the altar and lean on the horns of the altar and go to God for their dependency. They are wrapped up in themselves, their flesh, and their stuff. But God has a people that he's making ready. God has a people that moving in action, being set up by God. God have them in his plan. And the Spirit of God is giving them revelation. This is the night that the Spirit of God said, if you have ears, listen to what the Spirit says to the church. Those who win the victory, I will give the hidden manna. I'm going to give the hidden manna, meaning because of your faithfulness. Whatever you're going through at this time, the battles you're facing, Spirit of God will give you endurance because of your faithfulness. His grace is upon you tonight, saints of God. Why? Because you are in his plan because of your faithfulness. You're leaning and running to the horns of the altar. And your dependency is God. My sufficiency is in you. And there's no veil over your eyes. So tonight, the Spirit of God, that his anointing fall upon these lips of clay, and he anointed me to pray the prayer of faith. Why? Because the Spirit of God don't want you to be deceived, saints of God. Misled. He don't want us to be ignorant of truth. to be seduced by a lying spirit, a spirit to suck you in, to fleece you. That's not the will of God in this hour. God wants us to be in a place of preparation for his provision. Why? It's a setup for you by God. He don't want you ignorant of Satan's devices, because this thing is not going away. It's going to constantly be inflation, unrestrained prices, out of control. Supplies, shortage. Money in a place now where there's something you got to think before you spend, because you don't know how you're going to do this, that, or the other. You have to really critical think now. Should I do this or should I wait for this? Because things are just out of control. And it's not slowing down. Why? Because of the war? Because of the disasters around us? All these things, the social uprising, the homelessness, everything just out of control. But there's one who's in control, Jesus of Nazareth. And he's going to give you and I hidden manna. It's going to be his nourishment to give us strength to continue and provide everything for us. Don't worry. God's in control. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor Smith, this is Sister Cindy. I would like to have prayer on Monday, coming up Monday, May 16th. The Department of Labor has ordered me to go get another exam with one of their doctors. And I just want prayer for this so that I will be able to receive my compensation. This is the last step. And so I would just like prayer for God's blessings to be upon this meeting.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer? There is any more prayer requests. We'll pray for the Robinson family, that the Spirit of God comfort them, supply their need to bury their daughter. The Spirit of God bring them into a place where they will go into a place where God can awaken their spirit. They need to be awakened. Father, in the name of Jesus, I do thank you tonight, God, that this is a word of exaltation, a word of deliverance, a word of preparation. Because, God, you said these things shall come. And there's war. There's people fighting against each other. There's country fighting against each other. Billions of dollars are being spent. There's homelessness, the unhoused. Father, there's social uprising. There's disasters everywhere. Father, out of control. Rent, mortgage, real estate, out of control. The supplies is in containers. Export, import, held up. It's uprising, Father. And Father, people don't want to believe it. It's in our face. It's on our doors. It's in our pockets. It's everywhere. But people are blind. God, you want them to run to you as never before and to listen to you. But there are those that's not going to listen. As nor begin to preach, it's going to rain. They were having pleasure with their fake friends, with their enjoyment, but he constantly preached, it's going to rain. It was hidden from them. They had no revelation, but God gave it to Noah for his family. The people was blind. Their eyes was dim. It was hidden. There are those, God, that's moving in this earth with dim eyes, with veils over them, concealed, with masks over their face, have a camouflage because they are deceived. But I ask for mercy tonight, Father, that you have to do the uncovering. Can't no human do this. If they didn't listen to Jesus, they're not going to listen to a man or a woman. Only you can go into that place, God, with mercy to take the mask off of the eyes of some people in this hour. You desire none perish, but all come into repentancy. It's time to run to the horns of the altar. It's time to depend on God as never before. Because your word said in Revelation 2, you're going to give hidden manna. Mean I'm going to give nourishment when the world is out of control. I'm going to give you strength. You're going to ingest my word. My word going to lead you. My word going to guide you. My provision is set up for you. Because I'm making you ready. Father, there's a people that's going to listen what you're saying tonight to the church. Because these things are in our face. It's not going to magically go away. Your word said that these things must happen. It's from the mouth of God. So, Father, I thank you tonight. This is a word to wake up your people. A word, oh God, to get them out of security. A word for them to listen, to be watchful tonight, to yield to the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for your mercy. Go forth tonight to those that's stumbling, blind, believing the lies in the modern church. The modern church is preaching a gospel that's not from you, to go along with every sin, to partake on everyone's belief that is not of God. They're drinking all kinds of spirits. That is not of God. But God, I thank you tonight that that movement must be revealed by the Holy Spirit to your people, God, that's blind. You have to reveal to them, God, that religious spirit, that spirit of tradition, that it's a place, God, where you're not there. We got to worship you in spirit and in truth and believe on the thing that God spoke through his son. Father, I thank you tonight. It's not such a thing as their preaching, for you are saying, holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. But God, I thank you tonight that you go into that place where the enemy is planning the collapse to terrify your people, to bring them into a place of panic and perplexities, oh God, to have them in a spirit of confusion. Anytime we have the will of God and the favors is lifted up off the earth, it causes people to panic. It causes people to go into a state of confusion because they did not take heed. It's time to take heed as never before, Holy One of Israel, for your mercy and your grace to be upon the world system. And God, I thank you tonight that the spirit of the word is going to come to pass anyway, whether we obey you or not, whether we are in a place of preparation or not. The word of God will not fail. It's time for us to get ready, stand on the word of God so he can organize us and so we can get provision from the Holy Ghost, because we're listening tonight. And I thank you for your people, God, to have revelation from the Holy One of Israel. And they're not deceived, nor do they have a mess over their eyes, for they see clearly because their eyes are not dim. And God, I thank you for it tonight in the name of Jesus. Cindy, I want you to place your hand on your head, please. Father, I thank you for Sister Sin as she go to this labor doctor, that the Spirit of God go before her, God, that everything she's going through, God, that she receive that is right for her, God. Confuse their counsel. Bring confusion over everything that they would do to deny her, God. I thank you for the spirit of success to walk before her in that door, God, that she come out blessed with the horn of plenty, and the spirit of confusion is over everything, God, that will work against her. And I call her successful. I call her blessed by faith in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God is over every detail in her life, for she's in your plan. In your plan, there's no mistakes. And I give you praise for it, Father. Father, I thank you for Sister Janice Robinson family. I thank you for comforting that family in the loss of their daughter, of her daughter. That every need be provided by the Holy Spirit. That the family come into a place, God, of unity as never before. And whatever they have need of spiritually, God, that the Spirit of God reveals to them. And I thank you, God, for your comforting spirit, comforting that family now in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you as I get off of this line that the Spirit of God, because, God, you have made provision for your faithful people, they're going to rest in the Lord. They're not going to be in confusion. They shall not panic because they're going to receive by faith God hidden manna, as you did for Israel, God. Your word and your promise shall sustain them. You're going to feed them. You're going to nourish them. You're going to provide for your people because they are listening to what God is speaking to the church tonight. And I thank you, God, because they are your people and they are faithful to you. Your grace is upon them this night by faith in Jesus' name. Be encouraged, saints of God. The best is yet to come. Father, I thank you tonight that you vindicate those that are spirit injustice. Those, oh God, that's been down and out. Those, oh God, that have a foot on their neck. Those, oh God, that corporation is sucking. Those, oh God, that have wicked landlords. Wicked, wicked landlords, God. That the Spirit of God bring justice for your people worldwide in Jesus' name. That the rich, oh God, that's sucking from the poor. That the Spirit of God bring justice. Their righteousness, oh God, that the Spirit of God expose. That the Spirit of God show them that you are God to your people. The one that's down and out. Spirit oppression been upon them forever. The injustice their spirit. That the Spirit of God go into that place this night and give them justice, God. Let your justice prevail worldwide in Jesus' name for the oppressed, for the downtrodden, for those that cannot deliver themselves. Father, bring forth deliverance tonight and stop the injustice. In Jesus' name, because you are a fair God, because you are a righteous God, I thank you for your justice to prevail. In Jesus' name, and I praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. God shall provide and give you hidden manna by faith in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank you for
Amen.
Listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith Amen. And the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank
Amen.
You for joining us on tonight. Listen Amen. Every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.